hearkening back to the time when I think many of us have done this in the past, and a lot of people are still doing this, living in those basement suites with the little hot plates. It takes forever to cook Kraft dinner on a hot plate. just letting you know.
Peanut butter sandwiches are easy, though.
But, of course, many of the suites in town, those secondary suites, are illegal. But an opportunity maybe to change things in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, a recent report from Canmore Community Housing Corporation on accessory suites was presented to council. It recommends several ways that council can move forward on using suites as a way to address affordable housing. Now, what stuck out to me in the report was the sheer number of illegal suites in town. 500 to 600, I believe, in the report. Wow. They found. Illegal suites represents 25% of our rental market here in Canmore. I'm just going to throw it there to the mayor. What does he hope to see in terms of a direction in the municipal development plan, which is one area that CCHC says can be used to help increase the number of suites, legalizing suites, mm-hmm. encouraging suites to be built?
Because it's been going on ever since I came to Canmore 40 years. Illegal suites, they're illegal because they don't meet the land use bylaw. Municipality wants to make sure if there's a suite within a residence that it's safe. So it has to meet certain building standards, fire standards, and often illegal suites haven't been certified in that way. On the other hand, it's always been recognized that that housing inventory is critical to the town. And so the town has always basically turned a blind eye. There's been no overt enforcement of the bylaws, only on complaint-driven basis. Usually has to do with parking. But given the fact that housing is becoming so urgent now and has been building for years, 2 or 3 years ago, the council amended the land use bylaw to allow secondary suites in certain residential neighborhoods where the home was accessed by two roadways, like a main road and a laneway. Since that time, we've had only 6 homeowners take us up on that. So the uptake hasn't been great. If you back up further, 2008, 2009, somewhere in there, council was starting to talk about legalizing basement suites in pretty much all neighborhoods. And there was huge pushback from certain neighborhoods. Ironically, huge pushback on that idea from the same neighborhood that's currently disappointed that council's considering rezoning some of the MR in the large lands and providing new housing there. Now, in the meantime, there is expectation that in the new MDP, which is the overall guiding document, we will allow for a number of types of legal suites, including a garden suite, which is a separate building, or a garage suite, so over a garage. I suspect that that's going to get good traction. So there's a lot of opportunity in the next few years to see much improvement in that way.
If you are starting to go down the legalization route with secondary suites, what about the ones that wouldn't fall into those safety standards? I mean, would there be a potential crackdown there? Would we be looking at a loss of some inventory in town?
One of the recommendations out of CCHC, and one thing that other municipalities in Alberta do, is they do have a grant program mm-hmm. where they provide money to help homeowners turn those suites into mm-hmm. safe ones. If it's not able to be a legal suite for some reason, it probably is a building or fire code mm-hmm. or a safety issue. And we want safe homes for our residents.
That's right. A lot of homeowners depend on the income from their suites to pay their mortgages in this town because mortgages are high. It's a win-win if we can make that whole secondary suite opportunity more positive.
When we talk about having a housing issue or a crisis in this community, I think it's about taking steps in multiple directions to try and increase that supply of housing. And secondary suites, that's kind of like shooting fish in a barrel.
Interesting thing that's just starting to come along that I'm hearing from residents about is folks like myself that are moving out of middle age, let's say, and but want to stay in their big family home. They had, 4 or 5 bedroom home, raised a bunch of kids. The kids are gone and the parents don't want to leave their home. What those folks would like to do is be able to have a secondary suite, perhaps a garden suite that they live in, and they rent out their main home to a young family. That's a good possibility as well. I think that'll get some traction.